Let's go talk to Paula. Hey, Paula, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling WGRR. It's great to have you here. Hello, Paula?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about squeaky floors.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm living in a 35-year-old sort of a split ranch house.
Okay.
And it's carpeted everywhere upstairs, and we're replacing the carpet with pre-finished hardwood. And I was wondering if this is a... I'd like at this time to fix the squeaks.
I'll tell you what, there couldn't be a better time to do it.
Good.
Okay. Is the carpet all the way up? Is it already up?
Yes.
Okay. All you're going to do is going to go to... you're going to either take a regular drill, or you're going to go rent a screw gun, and you're going to go get some... I would get 2-inch long, coarse threaded drywall screws.
Okay.
And you're going to locate... You should be able maybe to see the floor joist already where the subfloor was nailed to it.
Right, I do.
Okay. Now, you can't always go by that because the guys who nailed the subfloor may have missed, you know. They may be right alongside a joist.
Okay.
Okay, but the point is you're going to go to an area where it's squeaking right now.
Right.
And you're going to screw that floor down. You're going to take those 2-inch screws, and you're going to set the screw gun to where it just where the top of the screw is just flush with the subfloor, okay?
Okay.
In other words, don't overdrive it, because if you overdrive it, you strip out the wood, you know, down in the joist. And the screw doesn't do any good. And once you put in 3 or 4, maybe even 5 screws in that area, like on top of one joist and the joist next to it, and you walk across that floor, it should not be squeaking.
Okay.
See, that's the test. See what I mean? And,
right.
And get a couple of people to walk on it. But go ahead and screw all of it down.
Okay, so you only need 5 or 6.
Talking about in a small area.
Right.
In other words, if I was walking down this hallway and there was always this one place where the floor squeaked, I would just stop right there, see? And
right.
I would locate the floor joist and I'd start screwing it down.
And then I'd
put the screws about 8 inches on center, you know, down a joist. See what I mean?
Right.
Every 8 inches down a joist, you're putting a screw. I don't care if there's a nail there or not.
Okay,
and then
right.
you get back up off your hands and knees and you walk back down the floor. And if the squeak's gone, bingo, you did the job. But if the squeak's still there, something's wrong.
Terrific.
Something else is squeaking.
Okay.
All right.
And it's too hard to fix whatever else is squeaking, I imagine.
Well, maybe not. In other words, if you're getting a squeak where the floor joists are moving up and down relative to a wall, that sometimes happens, like the wall's in position, but the floor's moving. You might find that you could drive a couple of shims underneath the wall and stop that squeak.
Okay.
All right?
But Great.
But the key is 2-inch long, coarse, threaded drywall screws.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
Well, call me anytime.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks very much.